Euronet Plus Panorama is a weekly review of European news broadcast by our network of EU radio stations.
Welcome back to Euronet Plus Panorama. With the Digital Markets Act entering into force a month ago, big tech's digital gatekeepers are left smarting as, in an ironic twist, they find some gates closed to them. Many other stakeholders are celebrating, though, considering the DMA to be one of the key achievements of this almost complete parliamentary term. At the end of March, European Parliament President Roberto Metsola spent 2 days in Slovenia. As part of a series of engagements, she met with young people and civil society representatives to discuss the challenges facing the European Union, the upcoming elections, and the importance of active citizenship. In an interview with RTV Slovenia, Metsola was asked for her take on the European Parliament's greatest achievements over the past 5 years.
Definitely, when we talk about artificial intelligence and the Digital Services Digital Markets Act, when we talk about climate, where we've discussed, you know, the emissions trading system, carbon border adjustment mechanism, the social climate fund. I mention all three because the balance was needed. We have a huge migration package that will be voted on the 10th and the 11th of this month. And then we are looking back at huge packages of legislation, whether in mobility, whether on the rule of law, on democracy, that have all come through the European Parliament.
On the issue of migration, the mindset of European citizens seems to have evolved away from the sheer panic of a few years ago. Or so says Vesela Cheneva, Deputy Director of the European Council on Foreign Relations, in an interview with Bulgarian National Radio.
In fact, migration seems to have taken a back seat. I say it seems so, but we actually have quite accurate data on that. Our survey was done in 12 EU countries. The survey covers virtually three-quarters of EU voters and shows that in only two of these countries, namely Germany and Austria, migration is perceived as the biggest crisis or the biggest risk. In all other cases, the emphasis is different. For example, for the French and Spanish, it is the climate. For the Italians and Greeks, it is inflation. For the countries in the eastern part of the continent, the Baltics and Poland, it is the war. In general, the issue of migration should be looked at in a more differentiated way. We asked people whether they are more afraid of immigration or emigration, that is, whether it is a bigger problem that unknown people and cultures are entering their societies or that many of their own are leaving them. In some countries, the latter is, in fact, of far greater concern.
But let's move on to the EU Digital Markets Act, which Metsola led with in her list of the EU's greatest achievements. The DMA has seen a gradual phase-in since last May, but came fully into force on the 7th of March. It imposes new rules on the internet giants, aka big tech, with a view to calling a halt to their market domination. Obligations introduced by the DMA include the interoperability of messaging applications and greater transparency of online advertising. Encouraging fair competition within the market is another key element of the package. Google will no longer, for instance, be permitted to exclusively promote its own services. It will be forced to promote those of its competitors too, as Paul Belflamme, Professor of Digital Economics at Belgian University UC Leuven, tells our partner station RTBF.
The idea is to protect competition, to ensure that competition is free and fair. And this is not incompatible with the emergence of giants. If these giants are simply better than other companies because they sell better products, because they can produce them more cheaply, then the consumers win, and there is no real reason to intervene. On the other hand, when these large companies, which have a large market share, use their size to prevent other companies from entering their market or to hinder the development of smaller companies, that's what we call abuse of a dominant position. And that's when the European Union, as the guarantor of competition policy, must intervene.
One difficulty when it comes to implementing this policy is that it is, of course, hard to know if some products come high up in a list of search results because the big techs are pushing their own products, or because these products really are the best or most popular on the market. In September 2023, the European Commission designated six so-called gatekeepers. In other words, dominant providers of platform services that serve as a major bridge between businesses and consumers and have the power to act as private rulemakers. All six, namely Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, ByteDance, Meta, and Microsoft, are considered to meet the criteria for regulation under the DMA. In so doing, the EU has adopted a new strategy. Previously, the Commission waited for a platform to commit an infringement before taking it to court. There ensued a lengthy procedure with an uncertain outcome. From now on, thanks to the DMA, it will anticipate and take preventive action. The idea is to deter these gatekeepers from doing anything that would prove detrimental to users. In fact, just 18 days after the Digital Markets Act was implemented, the Commission announced the launch of five investigations into platforms suspected of breaching the principles of the DMA. Executive Vice President Margrethe Vestager, who holds the digital and competition portfolio at the Commission, provided more detail in the European Parliament on Wednesday, the 3rd of April.
Last week, the Commission has decided to open its first investigation. It comes into Alphabet, Apple and Meta. There are five investigations in total. And we are investigating whether they are complying or not with the Digital Markets Act. The decisions, they were accompanied by orders to the gatekeepers to retain certain documents that we think may be relevant for our current and our future monitoring of compliance.
It goes without saying that the companies concerned are somewhat resistant to these new measures. Additionally, Apple was recently fined €1.8 billion by the European Commission for abusing its dominant position. Although this is a mere drop in the ocean for a multinational of this size, the company will now be forced to allow other app stores to exist alongside the Apple Store and to allow developers to bypass its payment system. It isn't happy. Professor Belle Flamme, for his part, doesn't see what all the fuss is about.
It's not as if these companies only had 18 days to comply with the rules. They were given 6 months to comply with a series of obligations, and they weren't surprised to see them, because we've been talking about this for quite some time. Secondly, most of the companies that have been designated as gatekeepers are American. One is Chinese. There are no European ones, but if there were, and we hope that some will be able to emerge thanks to this new legislation, they would be subject to exactly the same rules. It is European consumers who are being protected against abuse of a dominant position by any platform that is recognized as dominant.
For some observers, though, this regulation comes a little late, with new businesses struggling to break into a market in which users' habits are already so well established. How many of us, for example, would take a chance on a new GPS application instead of the tried and tested Google Maps? But as EVP Vestager notes, the process will not stop here. The DMA is a movable feast.
We have a very strong toolbox, but I think now we need to use it in full. And if we find that there are things that we need, of course, we hope to be able to come back to the Parliament to say, job was well done, but things develop and new and more tools will be needed. And I think it's important to have that, because I think actually that is part of the deterrence, that if this doesn't work well, then the Parliament and Council, they are willing to come back to make sure that we get that open, contestable market.
Finally, our colleagues at Radio 24 in Milan ask economic sociologist Paolo Perulli, author of a book entitled Creative Souls, if the EU's Digital Markets Act is effectively caging creativity, in particular American creativity, given the predominance of US companies among those impacted.
This is not at all an attempt to cage. This is an attempt to regulate. Indeed, establishing rules means developing better conditions for creativity. I think Steve Jobs would have subscribed to that.
But, he adds, the US does not hold a monopoly on creativity.
Three quarters of humanity lives in the global south. they're still at the threshold of creativity, but we know almost nothing about this. We don't understand these cultures and traditions, the potential for the cross-fertilization of ideas, of forces. In all fields, science, technology, art, something is going to happen in the global south, and it will be something positive.
And on that positive note, we'll call it a day. Do join us again next week for more news looked at from a Euronet Plus perspective.